ஓம் நம சிவாய். டியர் லிசனர்ஸ் ஆஃப் சைவம் டாட் ஆர், தி நெக்ஸ்ட் ப்ரோக்ராம் இஸ் ஸ்பிரிச்சுவல் டிஸ்கோர்ஸ். இன் திஸ் யூ ஆர் அபவுட் டு லிசன் கவாய் ஹிந்து லெக்சர்ஸ். தி டைட்டில்ஸ் ஆர் மேக்கிங் ஸ்பிரிச்சுவல் ப்ராக்ரஸ், ஹிந்து ஹாஸ்பிட்டாலிட்டி, அச்சீவிங் ஃபர்கிவ்னஸ், மேக்கிங் ஹவுஸ் ஏ ஹோம், ஹோட்டல் லாபி ஆர் ஹோம், ஏ ஹவுஸ் ஏ ஹோம் ஏ ஹோட்டல். பிரசன்டட் பை ஸ்ரீ சத்குரு சிவாய சுப்பிரமணிய சுவாமி. தேங்க்யூ. ஓம் நம சிவாய.
Today at Kwayat Inam, February 27th, greetings to each and everyone in cyberspace. Our ashram doors are open. You have my darshan, and I'm having yours. What is darshan? Darshan is seeing and feeling the vibrations of another person. It is a way of communication, a non-verbal way of communication that has gone down in history since, I guess, the first people were on the planet looking at each other, feeling each other, and communicating in that way. Darshan can be had through looking at a picture. By looking at a picture, you are looking into the picture, through the picture, and feeling the other person that the picture or the painting was taken from, or made from, or made for. We have a question. The question is, if you have a lot of cows, and they have a lot of cows, what do you do with the cows that you do not need? All the little ones running around and you don't want to raise them, you don't have enough land, you don't have enough grass, you don't have enough money to feed them. What do you do with them? Well, here at Kwayat Inam, what we do, we sell them to individuals. We give them away also to individuals. But we would never ever sell to a slaughterhouse. We never ever sell putting the cow in a situation where we knew he was going to be killed. And that's what we do. We find a new home and we relocate the cow. Here on this beautiful island, there's a lot of land. And a lot of people want cows just to mow the land. They don't want to milk them and they don't want to eat them. They just want them walking around, eating the grass, so that they can look at them and watch them and appreciate them. I hope that answers your question. A fine person sent voicemail with this urgent question on it, and we hope we've answered it in 100% way. Wayne is coming to Kwayat Inam on March 29th, and we want to welcome you. And he asks, are jeans and a collared shirt okay, because I do not have Hindu clothing? We ask everyone to dress modestly when they come, because we have 27 Madhavasi monks here, and we want them to feel comfortable fitting in. So yes, jeans are okay, and a collared shirt, that will be just fine. However, Hindu clothes are available at most Hindu stores. Look around, you might find some, even in Edmonton, in Canada. The Hindu temple there can tell you where to go to find Hindu clothing. Think about darshan. You can learn a lot by darshan. Just seeing somebody who has accomplished more than you gives you inspiration, gives you a sense of well-being, awakens your willpower that you too can succeed. Worldly success, of course, is fleeting. Spiritual success will be with you life after life after life. What is spiritual success? Spiritual success is the control of your lower nature. Man is made up of an instinctive, intellectual, superconscious being. The instinctive is the animal mind. The intellect has he picked up through this life. The superconscious is the mind of the soul, the intuition, that all-seeing mind that should become the controller The instinctive should not control. The intellect should not control. It's the superconscious, that all-seeing knowingness, should control the instinct and the intellect, then become tools. The new book, Merging with Shiva, is out in bookstores now. It weighs about 4 pounds, costs about $40. That makes it $10 a pound. It's a big book. You'll love it. It's a lifetime study. It certainly was for me, because 50 years of my teaching are all between those covers. 365 daily lessons. You can purchase it right off the internet. I really recommend it for all of you who are following today at Kwadinam and the adventures here in our cyberspace ashram. Most people want to merge with Shiva before they dance with Shiva and live with Shiva. So let's get started in merging with Shiva. Om Namah Shivaya. Today at Kwadinam, February 28th, we're going to talk today about a positive mental attitude. Without a positive mental attitude, basically, you have nothing. Nothing at all but negativity, tear down, depression, a terrible way to live. Whereas a positive mental attitude is so easy. What is a mental attitude? An attitude is based on belief. And many people have a poor self-image. They look at themselves as being bad. They look at themselves as being lowly. They look at themselves as being ignorant. They look at themselves, you name it. But even with a poor self-image, you can have a positive mental attitude. Repeat an affirmation. I can, I will, I'm able to perform. I can, I will, and I'm able to perform. That impresses the subconscious mind. And if you do this enough, in 5 or 6 days, you'll begin to believe it. Because the subconscious mind absorbs exactly what you say, like a tape recorder or a CD, holds it there, and then plays it back to your external mind, and you begin to look at yourself differently. Whatever you think about yourself, you are a pure soul, created by God, living on this planet, and you have various tools to use: a physical body to live in, an astral body to live in, a mental body to use, emotions to use, and intelligence. Superintelligence is the mind of the soul. Now that part of the mind, which we call superconscious mind, does not think, it observes. It sees into the future. Maybe not into the future of futures, but into the future a little bit. And then you think about what you see. That is the external mind. We call that the conscious mind. And then what you think about is recorded in the subconscious mind. And those are the memory patterns and the reason patterns. Therefore, knowing a little bit about yourself, as it is explained in Merging with Shiva, our new book, which is just out, just been printed, and we have a copy here, emailed to us from Book Crafters, the company that printed the book. It's really beautiful. 1,300 pages, weighs about 4 pounds, but there is a lesson for every day of the year. Very beautiful lesson. And the lesson is about the wonderful you inside of you. Get a copy today, or order one from your bookstore, and it'll change your life like nothing has ever changed your life that you've run across before. It contains 50 years of my teachings in one book, Merging with Shiva. Om Namah Shivaya. We'll be back again tomorrow, Cyberspace Ashram. Oh, actually, we won't. We're starting a 2-day retreat to reflect on what we did and what we're going to do. So we'll see you again and have darshan together in 3 days. Today at Quiet Inn on March 3rd, we had a wonderful 2-day retreat and a beautiful fire puja this morning, invoking Lord Hanuman for the creation of the foundation of Iravan Temple. We have a guest today from Hyderabad, India. Another Hindu guest from Dallas, Texas. Another guest, a lovely couple from Austria, traveled a long way to come to Quiet Inn. And you don't have to travel so far, sitting at the computer, receiving our hospitality. Our doors are open. What is hospitality in the Hindu framework is that the guest is God. The same spirit of energy flowing through the guest is the same spirit of energy exactly as in the household. A righteous household that worships every morning together as a one family is like a temple. And guests coming are like deities and devas coming to the temple. There are many dysfunctional families in the world today. What is a dysfunctional family? A dysfunctional family is a family that has no home. Well, even if it's a $1 million house, it takes a lot to turn that house into a home. A home is a place where mother is there. A home is a place where father comes home a little early to be with his family, not working a little late so he can avoid his family, come home, sit down in front of the television while eating his dinner. The kids are running here and there. Mother comes home. She's also tired, yelling at the kids. Many $1 million homes are just houses, like a big hotel lobby, totally impersonal. And the guest is not God in those homes. The guest is an intruder. Think about your home. Is the guest God? And is it a home or a house? What kind of vibration does it actually have? It takes a lot to make a house a home. And you can never make a hotel lobby into a home. Think about it. We'll be back again tomorrow. Om Namah Shivaya. Today at Quiet Inn. It's March 4th already. The month is well on its way. We want to welcome everybody to our cyberspace ashram. We're very happy that you came in today. Today I've been asked to talk about forgiveness, one of the most difficult accomplishments for most humans. It's so easy to hold resentment. It's so easy to take offense. It's almost habitual. It's almost a habit. But when we take offense, when we hold against other people things that we think that they hadn't ought to do, but they did do, all we are doing is burdening ourselves. When we breathe and lift our energies into our heart chakra, we begin to feel more mellow and have more understanding about what happened, why it happened. We don't even have to know why, because it is our own karma. Whatever is done to us, we did to somebody else. Forgiveness takes humility. Humility is not a weakness. Humility is a power. It takes great strength to be humble and even greater strength to remain humble, because by being humble, we go within ourselves. By being proud and arrogant and self-centered, we go inside other people. That's where we get into trouble. So forgiveness is an art. It's a yoga. Better still, it's a samayama. It's a raja yoga of lifting up the instinctive energies into the heart chakra until we become mellow and humble. Then we can say, in your heart, I forgive. And by doing so, release the burden of remembering everything we hate and everything we dislike and all of our resentments and all of our criticisms to those around us, especially our loved ones. Many people are closer to people they work in with offices and hospitals and than they are to their own family. So forgiveness softens the heart. I've heard said, but reverse that. Soften your heart, and then we're able to forgive. Well, I hope this meant something to somebody out there in cyberspace tuning in to our ashram. And we want to welcome Carol Kahn and the whole Kahn family online. We're very happy that you're tuning in to Kwayadinam today. We will be back again tomorrow. Today at Kwayadinam, March 5th. Yesterday we talked about a home, a house, a hotel lobby, and people's lives. We discussed what makes up a home. People in it that love each other, people in it that are harmonious, people in the home that are closer to one another than they are to people in the workplace, or people in the university, or in any kind of a school. Home is a place of companionship. Home is a place that's so magnetic, you want to go back to it again and again. And again, and that's a home and everything else is just a house or a hotel lobby. Everybody's thinking now we have to have two incomes, three incomes. We have to become wealthy. Money is gained and lost. Sometimes rather quickly. It's quickly gained, often it's quickly lost. But what is wealth? Wealth is a diamond with many faucets. One, of course, is money. But that's not the only one. Happy family. Family that enjoys each other. That's a great wealth. Doing things together and enjoy doing things together is another great wealth. Rushing home to be with one another. If you can create that in your family, you are wealthy. And another great wealth is living within your income. Even multimillionaires are poor if they do not live within their income. They're always worried about debt, payments, responsibilities, and often very lonely people because in all the efforts to gain those millions, they had to sacrifice their family, their children, and their own happiness. And many content themselves building great big multi-million dollar homes to benefit whom? A gardener. Maybe a cook, a maid or two, who get to live there all the time while they're traveling around the world, coming in late and leaving early. That's not wealth. That's also not wisdom. And that's a good way to die young. Well, everybody in cyberspace, I don't know how we got on this subject, but it did start with some questions about home, family, and togetherness. We'll be back with you tomorrow in cyberspace, having darshan in our beautiful ashram. Think about your home and see if it compares to the ideal that we talked about today. Om Namah Shivaya. Today at Kwadi Nam is March 6th, and it's a busy day in Cyberspace Ashram on the beautiful Garden Island of Kauai. We had two students from the county college come with cameras to film us and all the beautiful lakes and ponds and rivers that we have flowing through the ashram here. It's a class project. Also, the Vedic Astrology Convention is being held on our island, and last night we sent Sri Rudram chanters, about 6 or 8 monks there, swamis and sadhaka and yogis, to give a beautiful homa and blessing for the conference. Today, in a few hours, I'll be giving a talk about how to use Vedic astrology for purifying your subconscious mind, for performing penance, which is traditional in Sanatana Dharma, and also explain to the astrologers whether or not they're Hindu or not. Because the people of Abrahamic religions, that is Christianity, Judaism, Islam, don't believe in reincarnation, the existence of God everywhere, the laws of karma and all of that, and if you've accepted those beliefs and made them a part of your life, obviously, you are a Hindu. No doubt about it. We'll be talking about that, answering questions, and then having a signing of books. The new book, Merging with Shiva, will be there. 365 daily lessons, which is a lifetime study. Certainly has been for me, because it's been 50 years of all of my classes and talks and lectures and programs here and there and around the world to thousands and thousands of beautiful souls. We talked yesterday about making a house a home. I don't know what we can do about a hotel lobby where husband and wife work and kids are running in and out and neighbor kids are running in and out and nobody's chaperoning anybody. Nobody knows what anybody is doing. Girls are getting pregnant. Boys are making girls pregnant. Drugs, swearing, and all the nasty things of life. That's the hotel lobby home of a dysfunctional family. It's a slow process for a mother and a father to turn a house into a home. They move into a beautiful home. They have to be there. The aura of each mother and father and the children have to permeate the walls of the home. The devas and guardian devas and ancestors have to be worshipped and invoked into the home. That is turning a house into a home, because it is a vibration. It is a place that you want to come back to. You never want to leave. Because why? It is your home. Nowadays, in dysfunctional families, kids want to leave home as quickly as possible. As soon as they're able to get a job and rent an apartment, they're out of there. That is no way to live. That is a wonderful way to die. Lonely, uncared for, forgotten. We want to reverse that. It is only intelligence that can reverse a negative situation and turn it into a positive situation. And everyone in cyberspace, and I don't know who I'm talking to, I may be talking to 15 or 20 of the daily listeners to these inspired talks, but I hope that I've convinced you to turn your house into a home, And if you have a hotel lobby where everybody's running in and out, try to turn that hotel lobby into a house and the house into a home. We'll be back with you tomorrow. We're going off to the Vedic Astrology Conference and give a nice talk to these beautiful astrologers that have come in from all parts of the world to our little garden island in the middle of nowhere. Om Namah Shivaya. Today at Kwarinam, it's March 7th. Greetings to everybody in cyberspace. We have been talking about the Vedic Conference of Astrologers here on the beautiful garden island of Kauai. Acharya Seon Swami is giving a talk this very moment as we speak. Yesterday I gave a very nice talk to them. It was well received. And tomorrow the entire group of nearly 100 are coming to Kwarinam to enjoy the beautiful view and share their wisdom. We have a question from Robert Garrison. Welcome again, Robert. Very happy to have your question. It is about, are there not any mystical people in the Abrahamic religions, that is, Judaism, Christianity, and Islam? Well, yes, of course they are, because people are people, and people, when they go within themselves, are mystical or become mystical and put a different interpretation upon their scriptures than the ordinary people who go outside of themselves and into other people, shall we say. In every age, and even today, there are wonderful mystical people in all the religions of the world. And as we go on in religious life and deeper into ourselves, we become more and more religious. It becomes more and more a part of our life. That's why there are many paths up the mountain. And there's one big path going around the mountain. It's called the path of the New Age. Walking around the mountain, looking at all the other paths. But to make spiritual progress, you have to choose one of those paths. And that's one of the great religions of the world. We've been talking about a house, a hotel lobby, and a home. And it's raised a few questions. I have two Mercedes. My wife works. I work. And the children are off to school, and they come home, and we have a maid that takes care of them. We come home late. Well, is not our house a home? Because the maid is there all day long. Well, a surrogate mom does not replace a real mom and the real dad for children growing up. Because children model themselves more than you know upon what they see the adults do, what they hear the adults say to each other, what they feel the adults are feeling, becomes who they are and what they're going to do in their future. There's no substitute for a real mom and a real dad in a real home with a vibration of family, a vibration of lovingness, a vibration of sharing. There's no substitute for that. A maid just doesn't substitute. Well, tomorrow is another day, and it's the last day of our Vedic astrology phase. Then we have a two-day retreat to reflect on what we did and what we're going to do. So, we'll be back again tomorrow, and we're very happy that you chose, other than many choices that you have on the internet, we're very happy that you chose our cyberspace ashram so we can have darshan together. I enjoyed yours. I hope mine was adequate. Om Namah Shivaya.